And we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Another day of practice in the books as the Giants get ready for their preseason opener on Friday night at MetLife Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Full show for you. We'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo, offensive lineman John Jerry, and Darian Thompson looking to come back from injury after his rookie season. To talk about it, two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. And David, the anticipation building for the New York Giants with that first preseason test Friday night.
You know, these guys are obviously very excited about not hitting each other anymore, what they've been doing the last 2 weeks. But the biggest thing that you want to see out there is, number one, the older veterans lead. Be disciplined. Make sure you show the young guys how a game preparation goes, how you get ready to prepare, but more importantly, how you sell out. The other thing for the young players in this entire team, clean football. No penalties, no timeouts wasted, guys running in and off of the field because they don't know what special teams are on. Those mental errors are crucial that they get out of the way now so that once the regular season hits, it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, and the Giants got a little scare last week when Sterling Shepard went down with an ankle injury. Fortunately for the Giants and Sterling, everything is okay. He's been getting some work in this week and got out on the field today and looked pretty good in individuals.
It's excellent to see him back out on the field, and of course it was a big scare for everyone, but to have him back out there with this group of tandem, not only at the wide receiver position, but pairing him up with these tight ends and the way that Evan Ingram is emerging, it's going to be a deadly combination between the four of them.
And Giants head coach Ben McAdoo said he looked good moving around out there. He didn't seem limited. We're going to take it slow with him, like we talked about earlier. He likes football. He wants to get back out on the field. It's important to him, and we saw that from him last year. That's one of the things about Sterling Shepard that you love, his passion for the game. Let's take a look at some other news and notes for the Giants. Robert Thomas sat out practice due to soreness, and Jessamyn Dunker waived injured, so the Giants bring in rookie offensive lineman Corrin Brooks. So the Giants have four quarterbacks on the roster. Will Eli Manning play on Friday night? Didn't play in the preseason opener last year, but this is an opportunity. There's a big battle going on for the Giants' backup quarterback job. Josh Johnson last year was with the Baltimore Ravens in preseason, joined the Giants in the regular season as a third quarterback. He's excited about this opportunity.
It's the NFL. It's competition with everybody. I mean, you got competition with the guys who won jobs on the street. You got competition with the guys in the building. It's all about your performance. So it's a performance-driven business. So you got to get out there and perform with the opportunities that you got. Obviously, for me, I keep it simple. And being the fact that it's only one quarterback that goes out on the field at one time, that's really all that matters. And make sure that you run it and got those on the same page with those 10 guys that you're out there with. To me, that's what's more important.
David, Josh Johnson is well-versed in the Giants system, having been here last year. Get a look at his career numbers, 54%, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns, 10 interceptions in a limited role. I mean, he hasn't had a lot of action. But I think the Giant coaching staff has a lot of confidence in him being able to run this offense.
They have a lot of confidence because of his experience last year, being able to learn the playbook and now to continue to make progress in it. But one of the things that you continue to hear is the rhythm of this offense. They have to be up-paced. They have to be up-tempo. And for him now, he's going to get that opportunity to show that he doesn't have a quarterback coach behind him. He doesn't have his offensive coordinator behind him. He has to show that he can go out there and lead and do it at the pace that this offense needs.
Hey, you know he's got a big arm. You just see him throwing one over the top there. And it's going to be fun to sort of watch him in action and get a chance to lead the football team against someone other than his teammates.
No question. Obviously, we always joke around the defense script readers. You don't even walk up to the huddle and they're all, hey, watch the draw, watch this. So they already knew it was coming, but it is. It's going to be very nice to see him go out and just play football, relax and play.
You know, one of the other things that's really interesting is what will Geno Smith be able to do? Comes over from the Jets, former second-round draft pick, started his first 2 years and then has dealt with a lot of injuries the last couple of years, including an ACL injury last October. But he's all systems go. You see his career numbers in his time with the Jets. But this is a new lease on life for Geno Smith. He's around a better team right now, and this is a golden opportunity for him.
The biggest thing for him is reps, just getting more and more reps in this offense, because figure in the spring, he didn't have the opportunity to practice because of his knee. So for him to go out there and play and show that he can be the number two, but also show that he deserves to be in the NFL at the quarterback position. So he's highly motivated, and he should be, because this could be his last opportunity to be in an NFL roster.
Yeah, one of the things that he has to cut down on is the turnovers, obviously handling the football, good decisions, and the Giants are going to want to see him make good decisions when he's on the field against Pittsburgh.
And that's the biggest thing that you need out of that quarterback position is consistency, but more importantly, making plays that help your team more than they hurt them.
So they're running the two-minute offense today, and Davis Webb, the Giants' rookie quarterback, getting an opportunity to do a little work here. And, you know, he's shown some things, and this is going to be an opportunity for him, if he gets on the field on Friday night, to get some live game action under his belt and see if he can process what he's been learning on the practice field and in the meeting rooms and how it translates on the field.
All of the coaches have nothing but great things to say about him, his work ethic, the way that he approaches day in and day out studying film, being one of the younger guys to jump in there with Eli Manning and try to learn and grasp as much as he can possibly. And that's what you want out of this quarterback. The biggest thing that you love about him, quick release, being able to get the ball out. He played in this type of system in Cal, but the decision making, making sure that he's not forcing throws and making sure that he is getting everybody on the same page. Because when you're this quarterback at this time, you know that there's going to be players out there that are going to need your leadership to demand them and put them in the right position so that you don't have one guy break down and it can not only ruin a play but can get somebody hurt.
You know, there's another rookie that we're anxious to see, and that's Wayne Gallman, the running back. Because as you well know, as an offensive lineman, look, a lot of these guys that come into the league, we know they can run. They've been doing it their whole life. But can they pick up blitzes? And you know, going against Pittsburgh, it's not as if the Steelers are going to have some big-time game plan, but they're going to run what they run, and he's going to get tested in pass pro.
You know this defense is going to challenge you. It doesn't matter whether it's the first group, second, third group. They're going to get after you up front. And for him, you know he can jump cut. You know he can move in the line of scrimmage in the zone running scheme. His biggest thing is pass protection. He has got to be able to know his assignments, his dual reads from one side, from either strong to weak, weak to strong. And when he gets to that point, he has got to make sure he sinks his pads and gets underneath the linebacker, because we've seen him take some big hits here in camp.
Yeah, he's a good physical runner, but he'll get a taste of a little NFL action on Friday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're just getting started on the program. When we come back, my conversation with the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo, as we continue with Giants First and 10 here on the MSG Network.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. We're joined by Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. First preseason game Friday night against the Steelers. Talk about the work that you guys got in this week and your assessment of what you saw out of your team.
Yeah, we got a couple padded days in practice. We were inside the first. Yesterday, we had a chance to get outside and crack the pads a little bit. Today, we brought it down to a shells level, just really worked our legs. We didn't do too much physically with the upper body, but hit a lot of situational football.
You know, yesterday, Evan Engram had a great touchdown catch running down the middle. But the thing that stood out to us was the fact that on the two-point conversion, he did a really good job of blocking. Is that something that you're seeing develop with him?
He's a willing blocker. He's a strong young man naturally, and that helps him. He also works at it in the weight room. But we said from day one, he's a tight end.
Well, and he's a lot of fun to watch. How are you starting to see some growth from some of the young players now that they've had a couple weeks under their belt of classroom time and field time?
Sometimes it goes the other way with the young players this time in camp. It gets a little long for them. The book gets heavy, even though it's on an iPad now. So there's a lot of things snowballing on them from that standpoint. We'll really simplify things for the ball game and let them go out there and run around and compete.
I know on the offensive line you want to develop a lot of competition and you're giving guys a lot of turns. Do you like the way people are responding as far as the competition's concerned?
Yeah, I think the second group's pushing some people, and we're going to give those guys, they've earned opportunities. We're not giving them anything. So they'll have a chance to go in there, compete for a spot, and push some guys and see who rises to the top.
Friday night, obviously you play Pittsburgh, first preseason game. What's the philosophy that you have going into the game as far as what you expect out of your team overall?
What you expect out of your team is you want to play clean football. You want to have 11 on the field. That's big this time of year. You want to make sure guys tap each other in and tap each other out, so you always have 11. The pre-snap and the post-snap penalties you want to keep to a minimum. But just playing clean football and having the fundamentals show up, whether it's taking care of the Duke, the blocking and the tackling.
You know, and you're not in a controlled environment of practice, so it's real life against opposition. Are you curious to see how some of these young guys that may have shown some things to you on the practice field now take it onto a game field?
Yeah, you'll get to see guys transition, see how they handle themselves when they're going up against somebody they don't know and haven't spent a whole off season watching play. And it'll be interesting to see.
Obviously, everyone has talked about, and the media keeps talking about, and rightfully so, all the weapons that you have offensively. How much do you want to see this running game start to take shape? Because I know you believe in physical football first, despite the fact that there's a lot of bells and whistles on the outside.
Yeah, you know, we were talking a lot about the weapons in the pass game last year, and that didn't get us as far as we wanted to go. So we need to run the football. We need to do it better. We need to be physical. We've taken steps to get to where we want to go, but we have a ways to go yet.
Best of luck on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
That's New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. Speaking of the offensive line, we'll talk with John Jerry when we return to Giants training camp live here on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Bob Papa along with David Deal. We're going to focus in on the Giants offensive line, and it's time to throw to our John Jerry Insider, hosted by Sean O'Hara.
What has training camp been like so far, and how is this offensive line really coming into shape this season?
I think this season, this camp has started out pretty good. And this off, as far as the offensive line, I think we're coming together. And, you know, we're doing a lot better things on and off the field. And I think that continuity that we're building, we just got to keep that going.
So take us inside the huddle. When you look up and you see Eli,
right.
You got now Brandon Marshall,
right.
Evan Engram, Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard when he's healthy. Do you guys look around the huddle and say, man, this feels like a Pro Bowl huddle?
That's exactly what it feels like to get in that huddle. You know, you got a lot of experience around there, guys that have been in a lot of big games that we want to try to get to. But at the same time, you know, everybody just got to do their job or whatever play call. You just got to do your 111.
Continuity, huge for offensive right. line. That breeds the confidence.
Right.
You guys have been together now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You and Richburg
right.
and Pugh and Flowers at left tackle. Bobby Hart coming in at right now.
Right.
How is that making you better?
You know, that means a lot. You know, we can get up to the line of scrimmage now in West and set the table. And, you know, I basically look at Bobby. If I'm working with Bobby, I can look at him. He know what I'm thinking. I know what he's thinking. You know, and, you know, relationship like that is special when you can put that much trust in the guy next to you without even communicating it.
Let's talk about this defensive line you guys are going against every single day in practice. How does that make you better, and what are you seeing from them?
Personally, we feel like we're not going to see a better group of guys. And, you know, it's a lot. It's hard, man, you know, going up against those guys every day. But at the same time, you know, it's a challenge, but we accept that. And what other way to get better than get better in practice?
I know you get tired of beating up against the same guys.
Right.
So it's coming up soon. You guys get some fresh meat. You get to play the Steelers, who have a pretty good front.
Right.
They also play a little different scheme. Have
right.
you guys started touching on the difference between the 3-4 and how that's going to
yeah,
change the blocking assignments?
You know, our defense throw everything at us. So, you know, it's pretty much, you know, whatever they want to throw at us, I think we prepare for it. You know, we got a great center in Weston and great quarterback in Eli. You know, they just set the table, and we just go from whatever they tell us to do.
John Jerry has been a very pleasant surprise since signed by the New York Giants and did a really nice job in the run game. He's been a consistent player for them. Give me a little assessment of what you see in his game and what he can improve upon.
Well, we just talked about Geno Smith. John Jerry revived his whole career here as a New York Giant. The thing about John Jerry, he needs to continue to be consistent with his technique. Third and fourth quarter, when he's got a big, long defensive end who could be at a three technique, sometimes his technique when he's kicking out, he undercuts it short so that defensive end who's playing that three technique could cut that angle off and he's trying to run him by. The other thing is conditioning. He's got to make sure that he stays in condition. So in the fourth quarter, when you have defensive lines who may be rotating to keep guys fresh, you maintain and trust your technique, and you can finish plays for your team.
Yeah, one of the really interesting components this year for the Giants is the added depth that they've put on the offensive line. And one of those guys that's going to push the starting unit is DJ Fluker, a former first-round draft pick of the San Diego Chargers. Highly touted as a tackle. He's played a lot of guard. Tell me about what you've seen from him.
Well, the one thing that you know is he loves the game of football. He is very passionate. The thing that he needs to, number one, is understand and continue to learn this offense. Two, you always hear coaches say, trust your technique. That is something that he needs to can do consistently, especially when he's going up against these defensive linemen in Giants practice. He's getting the best work that he can get. For him, consistency with his technique, finishing plays, something that you saw on the backside of zone schemes when he was in San Diego, wasn't given full effort. He needs to finish plays on the backside because you need to continue to remind yourself, when you're running the zone scheme, there's no front side. A back can easily put his foot in the ground and take it to the back.
All right, let's move on to Giants rookie Adam Bisnawati.
Adam Bisnawati, tough, physical player, played a lot of football at Pitt. His biggest thing is when he's moving out from guard to tackle is making sure he changes his technique. You think about each time you take a set, it's different against who you're playing against, and he needs to maintain inside framework, keeping an inside number against these defensive ends because they're trying to bait him. They're trying to make sure that they're showing that they're going to rush upfield. He's oversetting the inside number, and then what are they doing? They're taking his inside course.
All right, let's go to Bobby Hart over at the right tackle spot who got a lot of valuable experience last year.
I am very confident in the way that Bobby Hart is playing in training camp. As you see there on film, one of his issues were last year, reusing his hands. Your initial punch is one thing, but when a defensive end starts getting inside leverage with those hands, you have to regroup, get those hands back underneath and inside. And that's the thing that he's doing very well this year and in training camp. Hands are constantly moving. He's keeping defensive ends away from him and using his long arms to his advantage.
All right, I want to get your take on Chad Wheeler. He was an undrafted free agent out of USC. Big, long. There's a lot of potential there.
A lot of potential, and there's a reason why they threw him out there this week and today with the starters for a play. Granted, he got beat on his first play. We heard Coach McAdoo say that. But how do you think I fared my first time outside with Michael Strahan on the edge?
Yeah, Ben McAdoo was quoted as saying he jumped in there. He got beat like a drum on the first play. After that, he hung in there nicely. I see a young, talented player. He's a physical player. And, look, this offensive line you know, when they may have some shortfalls during these practices and one-on-ones, you got to remember who they're going against. This is one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL.
Exactly.
So that's going to only pay dividends for them as this camp wears on.
If you're going up against the defensive ends like the Giants have in practice, you're getting players who know the snap count that you're going up against. They know the plays you're running. So it's a defensive advantage. It's great when you're going in the game making fake calls and defensive guys on the other side of the ball actually don't know what you're running.
We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the secondary with Darian Thompson in his second year out of Boise. Promising rookie last year, dealt with injuries, but he looks back and strong and ready to go here on Giants Training Camp Live on the MSG Networks.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Back on Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks. Going to focus in now on the Giants secondary. Our own Madeline Burke had a chance to catch up on our Giant Insider with Darian Thompson.
Darian, first of all, it's been a while since you've been on the field in a game. Since week two of last season, how ready are you for this first preseason game?
I'm extremely ready. I'm excited. Like you said, it's been forever since I've been back out there. Since I've been out there, and I'm excited to get back and see what I can do.
You had that injury that kind of sidelined you last season. Is there a little bit of a chip on your shoulder?
It was an extremely tough thing to go through, but I'm back now. I'm just excited to be here, excited for this opportunity, and I'm ready to go play on Friday.
How much did that time on the side help you grow as a player into where you are right now?
It helped tremendously to take mental reps and just to watch the guys from the side and to continue to go to meetings and things like that. I believe it really helped me for this year.
Now, Landon Collins has called this secondary the NYPD, the New York pass defense. How good is this backfield?
We're as good as we want to be. We just got to continue to work, and I believe the sky's the limit for it.
What are your personal goals for yourself this preseason?
First and foremost, finish. Finish healthy. And also just become a better football player, especially with our defense. Learn how to gel with the guys and make plays.
Now, the scouting report on Darian Thompson when he came out was pro ready. And, you know, he stepped in right away last year with the starting unit and taking reps at the beginning of camp. Unfortunately for him, he had the injury that he had to deal with the foot, and he wound up only playing in two games. But having him back is a huge boost to this unit, and it kind of frees up Landon Collins a little bit, doesn't it?
No question. Being able to have him back in that healthy backfield for him and Landon Collins to get paired back up together is going to be unbelievable for this defense. Darian Thompson, one of the things he has to work in the run game when he's coming downhill, making sure that he gathers his feet and is under control, because that's one of the times that he missed tackles a lot of times last year. Also, flipping his hips when he's in coverage. You know, you see a lot of crossing patterns through the middle of the field. Being able to redirect, flip his hips, and go back to the other side. Not only is it going to help him, and we talked about Landon Collins, it's going to help the rest of this defense, because now Coach Spagnuolo is going to be able to put more exotic blitz packages in as use Landon Collins to his best of his ability.
Yeah, one of some of the things as we shift to Landon Collins as far as, you know, taking his game to yet another level after making a huge jump from rookie year to year number two.
And I think that he will do that. Number one, you realize that he is a humble player. He works extremely hard. Each and every rep, he takes it like a professional. And the other thing, like we said, with Darian Thompson, he can elevate his game. And we all know that Landon Collins is a much better player when he's playing downhill, when he can be more physical. And that was what got him drafted by the New York Giants the way that he did.
Do you remember your first preseason game start?
Of course I do. I remember getting out there, the pregame jitters, and going out there and playing. And then I also remember going back, showering after, and getting blue-dyed by Rich Soyberg.
There you go. So it'll be interesting to see which Giant, which Practical Joe comes out this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this is really a great test, not only for the players, but for the coaches and special teams. For a lot of these young guys, is going to play a huge role.
No question that for these young guys, this is how they're going to make this roster, need to make plays, show up, and make coaches see you on film. That's the biggest thing. Who's going to jump out on film after this game?
All right, we are out of time. David, it's been a lot of fun, buddy.
Always is, Bob.
That wraps it up for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live. We're back tomorrow night at 6 right here on the MSG Network.